الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين كفروا وماتوا وهم كفار أولئك عليهم لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين خالدين فيها لا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينظرون. The sequence of the ayat to come, where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explains that the Jews knew about the truth of Islam, the Quran Sharif, more than they knew that these are our children, even more they knew. But they concealed the truth. And yeah, particular one thing which they concealed was about the sa'i between Safa and Marwa, which Hajar alayhi salatu wasalam from her time did, and it carried on all along, and it was a great ibadat. But they concealed that also. Then in the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained the evil of theirs of concealing the truth and not making it known. And Allah explained what the great adab, the curses of Allah Ta'ala are upon such people. Directly on the Jews and indirectly on all people, even on us when we conceal the truth. We know the truth and we don't speak about it and we don't tell the people the truth. And that is where we all get involved, whether it is a social function, some haram things are taking place, music, intermingling of the sexes, and we don't speak anything. And worse, we are part of that gathering and we are also laughing and talking there as though nothing wrong. This is very serious, which draws the adab of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala has the beautiful way of the Quran Sharif and Allah Ta'ala. Allah does not let anyone lose hope. Allah says, even if you did all that wrong, but you make tawbah and you correct your matters, you will find that Allah Ta'ala is forgiving, and not only forgiving, but after forgiving, Allah showers His rahmat also and blesses a person with much more. Now Allah explains, however, that if a person doesn't make tawbah and he lives like this and maut comes on him, then what is the condition of that person? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِيَشَكْ جُلُوا كَافِرْ هُوِي. Undoubtedly, those people who have made kufr, disbelieved in Allah Ta'ala. And this is an indication that when we don't stop the wrong, then eventually it leads us also to kufr. When we don't stop the wrong, then Allah makes our heart joints with the hearts of the wrongdoers. And slowly we accommodate them, we feel that they are doing nothing wrong. As we cannot believe at the moment how Muslim people are saying that we must celebrate Christmas. Then when we associate with these people and we don't stop the wrong, Allah has made the hearts of ulama also that they're giving fatwas. That you must, not only that it's permissible, but that you must celebrate Christmas. What a haram, which for how many years, 1500 years, the Ummah knew it is haram. We don't celebrate Christmas in any way. But now the fatwas are given that you must celebrate Christmas and you must coexist with the other people. So all this, when we don't stop the wrong, Allah Ta'ala blocks our hearts, hidayat, and we go completely on the wrong till we reach a state of kufr also. So a person who reaches that state, وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارُ or marge kafir hi, and they went and they did not make tawbah and they died as kafirs. And these gunas are very serious, which look at the beginning as small things, but finally they lead towards kufr also, and to such a state that a person dies on kufr, he doesn't make tawbah. Ulaika alayhim la'natullah, unhi par la'nat hai Allah ki. These are those people on whom the curses of Allah Ta'ala are. And the curse of Allah, a person cannot take it for one moment also. If Allah's curses have to come on a person, he in himself is not at ease. His finances go all upside down. Family turns around him. His health deteriorates and goes wrong. Nothing goes right in his life. Everything goes wrong when Allah's la'nat comes on a person. وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ or فَرِشْتُوكِ, and the farishtas la'nat also come on that person. وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ or لُوگوكِ سَبْكِ, and all people also. because of the wrong of people, then bad conditions come in the form of droughts, in the form of floods, hurricanes, fires, etc. All that. So the people also curse those people who commit this guna, because of which now everyone is suffering. Now there is no food to eat. Now there is no, the house is destroyed. Floods have come. All that. People also cursed in such people. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا هَمْنِشَ رَحِيهِ اُسِي لَعْنَتْ مَنْ And then these people will stay forever in these curses of Allah Ta'ala. لَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابِ نَا هَلْكَ هُوْكَ اُنْ پَرْسِ عَذَابِ And Allah won't decrease the punishment on them in any way. But in fact, Allah increases the punishment. Yeah, in this world, then a person dies in that pitiable condition. And in the qabr, akhirat, in jahannam, what sufferings that person goes through. وَلَاهُمْ يُنْذَرُونَ Or نَا اُنْكُوْ مُحْلَتْ مِلَيْكِ And they won't get any breather in jahannam. That at least just let us stay, give us off for a day from this azab. As the people of Jahannam will ask, just give us little bit respite so that we can at least come back with our strength, etc. There will be no respite. That azab will just carry on. So this is the terrible punishment of not telling the people when they are doing wrong. Today in our own homes, the wife, how she dresses, what clothes she buys, the children, how they dress, what wrong things they do, and we don't feel anything wrong about it. We are guilty of this also. All our functions we go and attend, there also all wrong takes place. And for the ulama also, when they don't speak about these things, all of us get involved in this. And this is the guna at the beginning, which finally, if it's not checked and stopped, it leads to kufr of a person. And then it leads to the severe punishment. Therefore, it is very important that we always see that the right is being done in our homes, in our society, in our congregations, everywhere. If we will speak out against it, Allah will protect us. And we will be saved from this punishment. Even if the people don't listen and don't come right, that will be their problem. But we will be saved. But when we don't speak, we just keep quiet, we condone it, that we just turn a blind eye to it, like nothing is going wrong. And in fact, worse, those who speak the truth, we oppose them. And we call them that they are too orthodox and they are too strict. And we oppose those people. These are very dangerous conditions for our iman. May Allah guide us to righteousness. Let us take the full benefit of the Quran Sharif and bring it into our lives and see the goodness of it that comes with it. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.